The Denver District Attorney's Office announced on Thursday that the security guard who shot a participant in a Patriot rally in downtown Denver last weekend will face a charge of second-degree murder. If convicted, 30-year-old Matthew Robert Doloff could face up to 48 years in prison. The Denver Post reports that Doloff was working as an unlicensed private security guard for journalists at the television station 9 News when he shot Lee Keltner. Video footage from the incident shows that Keltner sprayed mace at Doloff and a 9 News producer that he was guarding. The attorney for Doloff says it was an act of self-defense. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins is now the largest fire in state history, burning more than 169,000 acres. It's 56% contained. Windy conditions on Wednesday led to increased fire activity and an additional 28,000 acres were burned by Thursday morning. The Rocky Mountain National Park announced additional closures on Thursday, but some evacuation orders were lifted by the Larimer County Sheriff yesterday. The fire ignited on August 13th on the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests near Cameron Pass and Chambers Lake. Windy conditions again in the forecast for today and tomorrow, which could lead to more fire growth. In fact, there is a red flag warning in effect for today and Saturday due to the high fire danger. Highs today close to 60 degrees.